Kelly's Random Facts.
Gosh. Great Odin's Raven.
Excellent.
You ready?
Now, there's a lot to be said about a chef's hat, because not just anyone can wear those tall, towering, massive hats. You've seen them, right? Mm. They're very prestigious when you finally get given your chef's hat. Oh. And there's a reason for it. The chef's hat has 100 pleats, and it means the 100 ways that you can cook eggs. That's what it represents. When you can master that and you know how to do all of the things that deserves a chef's hat, then you get given one.
100 ways to
there's
cook eggs.
There's 100 ways to
no
cook eggs. Well,
way.
When you think about it, there's scrambled, over easy, over medium, over hard, poached, shirred, soft boiled, hard boiled, pickled, baked, coddled, sunny side up in an omelette, a quiche, a frittata. And that's just where the egg is the main ingredient. So there's all sorts of other different ways that you can use egg to cook something. And egg is also one of the hardest things to master, especially poaching an egg. So that's what those 100 pleats in a chef's hat represent.
What about the chef's buttons?
Ooh, do they represent anything? What do they represent?
Not telling.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Are you making it up?
No.
Come on.
The white ones. Look at you Googling away. No, get your hands off that keyboard.
Okay, come on then. What does
the
it mean?
The white ones.
Yeah.
The white ones are for students.
Right.
The black ones, when you see a chef wearing
the black buttons,
is like a black belt in karate.
Wow.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows how to. He knows what to do with 100 eggs, that's for sure.